Joined now by Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors. You want to hit him up on Twitter at KLOW7, KLOW. Kyle, thanks a lot for being on the show. I know it's a little bit early on the West Coast. Thank you for being on the program. How you doing today, man?
I'm okay. You know, it's a new day, and it's a day to get better. And it's always, you know, you always suck when you lose a game that you should have won. But, you know, you just got to continue to grow and get better.
You know, look, to talk about the game last night, and as you said, you know, it sucks to lose, and you guys were up and then lost 107-101, and they got a big game out of Cousins, and Rudy Gay played well, as I said, and Rajon was distributing the ball, but you had a great game last night, and I'm not going to say it was a wasted effort, because as you said, you got to grow, you got to get better, and this team has to come together. You still got a lot of new parts, and I know that you're still getting to know one another on many levels, but it seemed like toward the end of the game, there was a little bit of a communication breakdown on the court, and that may have given the Kings the opportunity to win that game. And tell us about the last couple of minutes of that game.
Well, like you said, I think, you know, we had a new lineup down the end of the game, and, you know, there were about four plays that I went over with one of the coaches last night that were plays that could have easily been solved by communicating. But, you know, that's what happens sometimes. You put a new lineup on the floor, and it's no one's fault. You know, it's everybody's fault in general and team, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we had a new lineup, not a new lineup in, but a different lineup in. And, you know, the communication, we didn't communicate as a group overall better. That's all I think that happened. You know, we all seen it on, you know, I was in it, you guys probably watched it, but it wasn't nothing structure. It was just a little bit of communication, and that's something very easily can be solved.
Yeah, and you said we had some miscommunications and didn't execute down the stretch, and they got aggressive and made some timely reaches on defense. You had 6 threes, you had 22 points, you had 7 assists, you played a great game. And look, at the end of the day, they got the ball and got their hands in the right positions, and they did some stuff correctly. But what do you learn from a game like that last night? After the game, I know you're not happy. You probably don't go over anything. Right. But as you said, today's a new day. What do you focus on in terms of a learning experience from a game last night with all these new players on the Toronto Raptors?
Well, you focus on the positive. You know, we did, you know, play well the first 3 quarters and up until the 4th. So you focus on the positive, the ball movement, some of the ball movement that we had. Our defense was pretty solid throughout the whole game besides the last, you know, 7-8 minutes of the game. You know, I think we take some things and we be positive. Like you said, we just got to go back and look at the film and see the things that we did, you know, good, and some of the things that we did bad. And, you know, with the things that you do bad, you don't, you know, dwell on them. You say, okay, this is what I've done, or this is what we've done. How do we continue to grow from this and not let this effort go to waste next time?
And when you're on a road trip like this, a 5-game road trip, and you play in Golden State tomorrow night against a team that hasn't lost yet, from a chemistry building perspective for a team that has new players, whether it's, you know, Biombo or Scola, and obviously Damari Carroll, Corey Joseph, who played very well last night, it seems to me the pieces are fitting together, but you're going to have these rough patches at times because, like you said, you know, the communication isn't quite there yet. I imagine it will get there. But, you know, tell us about the new pieces on this team and how they're fitting in.
Well, you know, we have in the last couple of years, we've had team, you know, our team as a group always been, you know, we always gotten along with the additions of, you know, Damari. He just gives you a full-time defender. You know, I think he has the potential to be a defensive player of the year type player. Corey is just figuring out that he can get to the basket at will and finish the ball. You know, he's been in that system where everything's ball movement. He, you know, he drives and kicks, but he's starting to understand that he can get in the paint and get his shots. And we talk every game, and I told him he has to be aggressive. You know, the type of team that we have, you know, we need our guards to be aggressive. And, you know, that's the one thing he's learned to be. He's shooting over 54% or whatever, and he's just playing well. And Bismack Biyombo, he's giving us the defensive energy that we need. You know, he's giving us the shot blocking. He's giving us the talking when he's in there. And he's giving us someone that can go get it and, you know, get extra possessions and keep, you know, making sure that we, you know, capture the defensive rebound.
Okay, and you talk about, you know, telling guys to be aggressive, and you are very aggressive. When you see a hole, you go for it. You've never been a guy that's shied away from taking a shot. And you, look, this is a team that earlier on this season, we know that the three-point, it's funny, the three-pointer is going from a, you know, going from a specialty shot 10 years ago to now, the teams that are in the top 10 as far as three-pointers go are the teams that make the playoffs. So How does a three and shooting beyond the arc factor into the Raptors' offense? Because it seems like your overall as a team, the 3-point shooting has been improving as of late.
Well, we just the space on the floor. It gives us driving lanes. You know, it gives chances for DeMar to play downhill, get to the paint, and make layups, and make free throw, get to the free throw line. It gives JV an opportunity to play one on one in the paint. It gives everyone the opportunity to be able to drive and kick, and when you need the things that you need, you know, it's always good to have the spacing. And for us, you know, a 3-point shot is something that, you know, it's a weapon. And last night, you know, we were just continue to get more comfortable with the shots that we're going to get and taking the open shots. You know, they're just 10, 11 games in, you know, guys are just getting rhythm. And, you know, as much as you work out in the summertime, it's nothing like NBA basketball. So when it takes a little bit to get yourself into a rhythm in the NBA.
And you talk about working out in the summertime. This summer you worked out, you trained differently, you came back and you looked a little different. Tell us about your off-season program and what you would hope to achieve, and how do you feel about it and how it's impacted your game?
Well, my off-season program was just to work and, you know, to get better and, you know, put the mentality in to get better as a player and be able to maintain the whole year, be consistent the whole year. You know, last year we all know, and I definitely know that I played horrible, you know, after, you know, February. And it's part of the league. I learned from it. I grow from it. So for me personally, it was just about putting the work in and making sure that I can maintain, you know, the high level of play throughout the whole season and through the playoffs.
Okay, and before I let you go, a couple more questions. In the NBA All-Star Game is going to be in Toronto this year. You went last year. You were in the New York area. You got to experience it. Not making any predictions or anything. How do you feel about the All-Star Game being in Toronto this year?
Like I said last year when I talked about it, I think it's going to be very nice. It's going to be classic. It's going to be clean. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be sharp. And, you know, with the city of Toronto, the buzz of basketball and the NBA is getting up there in the city of Toronto, the country of Canada, it's going to be amazing. You know, just to have the fans be able to see these other superstars all together at one time is a treat.
All right, before we let you go, tomorrow night, Golden State, only undefeated team in the NBA. They are playing lights-out basketball. What do you expect tomorrow night? What do you look for, and what do you guys got to do to beat a team like Golden State and hand them their first loss of the season?
Go out there, we play our game. You know, we communicate, we talk, and we go out there and we play aggressive. You don't play timid. You know, they are the champs. They are undefeated. And, you know, that definitely could play a mind. That could play a little mind psyche on you and, you know, make you a little bit less aggressive. But you just got to play our game. You know, those guys are going to make shots. They're going to make their runs, and their crowd is unbelievable. And they just play well. They got the MVP, and he's playing unbelievably again. And you just got to go out there and play your game, not be timid.
And last question, what are you listening to these days musically in your iPod or however you listen to music? What's your top jam right now?
Pretty mixed up, man. I guess I'm an old school rap guy, and I listen to everything right now. I'm on my Apple Music and playing whatever the playlist they got out there that I like and see.